Past Lives explores unrequited love in its simple yet profound plot. It offers an alternative to Glitz with an intimate story about fate. Nabiha Qadri, 5 out of 5 stars. Though Past Lives is not as well known as the giants Barbie or Oppenheimer, director Celine Song's debut is a simple yet profound story that will leave viewers sobbing at the end. It all starts with a date. 12-year-old Na Young, Seong Ah-moon, and her childhood sweetheart of the same age, Hae Song, Seong Min-yim, go on a date set up by their parents. Na Young's mother asks her who she fancies at school, and Na Young tells her about Hae Song. Their mothers take them to a park where they play among the sculptures in the rain. The reason is because Na Young's mother wants to create good memories for her daughter before they leave. Shortly after, Na Young's family emigrates to Toronto. Na Young and Hae Song lose contact. Na Young also changes her name to Nora Moon. The grown-up Nora Moon, Greta Lee, moves to New York where she pursues writing and also meets and falls in love with her husband, Arthur, John Magaro. Hae Song, Tae Yoo, contacts Nora and the pair meet again at a park in New York 2 decades later. Arthur expresses his fear to Nora that she might leave him to be with Hae Song, but Nora affirms that she chose to be with Arthur, not Hae Song. While most films rely on soundtracks to bridge narrative or fill silence, the lack of music is striking. The soundtrack exists solely in the ambient sound of the city. Cars and trucks pass by, wind rustles the trees. The natural ebb and flow of the city life draws attention to the actor's body language and facial expressions. Creating this chemistry was an essential part of this filmmaking process. Song purposefully did not allow Magaro and Yu to meet in person until the very scene in the movie when Hae Song and Arthur meet for the first time. This separation made that scene even more natural, as Magaro and Yu were meeting for the first time in real life as well. The unique connection between Moon and Song is amplified by language. They only speak Korean to each other. Nora's continual switching between English when she was with Arthur, her husband, and Korean when she was with Hae Song makes us feel the stark contrast between her identity and how she is trying to navigate those two sides of herself. In fact, in an interview, Lee talks about how she was afraid to take this role in the first place because she was not sure if her Korean was good enough. Lee is the daughter of South Korean immigrants and she was born in Los Angeles. She grew up speaking Korean as a first language, but as she assimilated into American culture, she lost some of the language. Just like Nora, when she and Hae Song reconnect and talk more, she becomes more comfortable speaking in Korean after being out of practice for many years. The core of the film is the concept of fate, or inyeon, but it is a little bit more complicated than that. Inyeon refers to the relationships between people, and the nature of the relationship shows how people might have been connected in their past lives. Nora and Hae Song have wonderful chemistry, leaving one thinking that maybe it is in their destiny to be together. Then again, Nora and Arthur also have a beautiful relationship in the movie. It begs the question, who do we root for? But that is not the point the movie is trying to make. It's not about who Nora ends up with, but the complicated yet profound relationship she has with both men. Past Lives has been nominated for Best Motion Picture of the Year and Best Original Screenplay at the 2024 Oscars. Beautiful in its simplicity, the film explores the idea of destiny and how things may or may not meant to be. Perfect for viewers who want to take a moment for themselves and seek refuge in this tranquil story of building love and trust through strong relationships. This movie proves that a film does not have to have a star-studded cast, a $200 million budget, or dramatic plot twist to be worthy of an Oscar.